Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God loves us. We have us another day to praise His name and hear Him out as He speaks to us in the heart. God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I always say that, but I don't get tired of it. He's good. And His guidance can be so overwhelming. It's amazing at the wisdom that He reveals. Now, many people don't know what is possible. They don't know that God loves us. They don't know that God will relate to us. They don't even know He wants to. People think foreign. They think God is foreign, far away. Their representation of a king is the king is better and you do what he say. But God loves us as dear children. Some people lack a good reference of a father. See, we need references. There's no better reference than God himself. Sin is destructive. That's why he hates it. He didn't just say, well, I'm going to hate sin because I don't like it. He hates it deeply because it's destructive. Not only to the people who try, but to everybody that they come into contact with. Just like you hate disease in your body, God hates sin in his creation. Now, he loves his creation. He loves his people. And he doesn't want it destroyed. People have a lack of knowledge of what sin will really do. It's not normal for people to not have a relationship with the Lord. It's not. Now, I was watching Jesse Duplantis last night, and he's one preacher that I'll talk about. You know, we need to be talking to the Lord, and the Lord need to be talking to us. He talks about relationship. I'm a relationship preacher. Because my relationship with the Lord there's nothing more important to me. It's not just so that I can benefit. It enhances my whole life because God thinks of everything. And his ways are so perfect and determined to bless us. God's blessing has an order to it. Everything God makes has a protective foundational order to it. If you build your foundation right, you won't fall. And I used to be concerned about falling. And I said, Lord, I hope I don't fall. I've seen a lot of people go back to the world. I've seen people not go as far as they could. There's so many ways to fall short, and I didn't want to fall short. And then I read 2 Peter. Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance. And it goes on down. Brotherly kindness is included. But when it gets to verse 10, he said, if you do these things, you shall never fall. Now that's a good promise. If you can do the things that Peter wrote about, 2 Peter chapter 1. If that ever becomes your way of life, you will never fall. There are principles and instructions. Now, it's hard to govern your life with cookbooking your life. Read the word, then you go out and try to do every little thing. Receive the word of God in your heart. Some of it your mind will forget, but not your heart. Your heart will retain, especially if you practice it. Whatever you learn from the Lord, begin to practice it, and it'll be a part of you. God's word will be part of you. You'll automatically start conducting yourself according to his word, if that's what you're feeding on. And just like the world system, if you're always looking at the world system, if it becomes your focus, it'll become a part of you too. Not good. So we need more word in our heart to overcome the wiles of the world. Now, the wiles of the world is the same as the wiles of the devil. Now, I like the way my pastor put it. He said it's like a balloon. If you got more of God's word in you, you're like a pressurized balloon. You can overcome the world and even gravity. But when a balloon is depressed, the atmosphere of the world is greater than the atmosphere inside the balloon, and it's deflated. It's depressed. So if you want to kill depression, fill your heart with God's word and practice it. Believe it. Believing God's word will kill depression and deception. And it can kill rebellion, but it's up to your will. If your will, if you can say with your mouth, my will is now God's will. God's will is my will. If you can say that, if you can say I will do all that's in his heart, if you can say I love God's will, it may start out by faith. You may not be able to see it, you may not feel it, you may not even think it. But if you can say it, you're on the right track. You see, faith is available, but confessing faith and acting on faith puts a demand on the promises of God in your life. And you have every right to do that. You can control how you feel. You can control how you think. You can control your destiny. You have the power of God to do it. The power of God to do it. Everybody does. The problem is people don't know it. They've been groomed otherwise. And Satan, while people are not seeking after the Lord, he fills their heart and their mind with his thoughts. But the words of God overcomes the world. And if you fill your heart and mind with his thoughts, you'll start hearing God's voice. And it's normal. Relationship. You'll start enjoying a thriving relationship with Father God through Jesus Christ. You can do this. It's easy. I want this to happen in everybody's life. But some people won't do it because of deception. They believe something otherwise. The Lord once told me, when a man leans to his own understanding, he can't learn the ways of the Father. There has to be something to get you to change your focus. The light of God's word changes people's focus. When they see people doing something in a greater way, they begin to have a desire for it. Just like a healthy marriage. One healthy marriage can win souls. One healthy marriage. It gives young people something to look to. And that's it. And if they want it, they have a desire for it. They see the beauty of it. They want that in their life. But you can't, if you have a healthy marriage, some things you just can't do. And if they want it bad enough, they'll pay the price. That's what happened to me. My dad bought me a mini bike. When I was 9, he bought me a go-kart. When I was 10, he bought me a mini bike. So when I was 12, he bought me a motorcycle. As I got older and bigger, and he loved those things, so that's what he did for me. He said, I'm doing this for you. I want you to do this for your children. I said, okay. So I used to ride that mini bike all around. You can ride all over the neighborhood. And I would see husbands and wives sitting on the front porch talking. Old couples. Most of them were older. Everybody was older than me. I'm a kid. Some were younger, but they looked happy. They were blessed. And they would get off work around 5 o'clock. 4 or 5. In the cool of the day, they'd be sitting out there. Sometime husbands would be pulling up. And my friend's parents, they had parents. And that was a good experience because, you know, children they feel secure when they come from a good home. And their parents love each other. And their parents love them. I wanted that kind of life. So that meant that girls that was loose, you don't talk, don't date them, leave them alone. Some things you just can't do. If you want a wife, you gotta marry somebody that wants the same thing, that wants a husband and a family. I wanted a family. Now, when people let their despair get in the way, they work against all that. When they let their lust get in the way, they work against all that. You can't have a healthy life if you're depressed. You can't have a healthy life if you remain angry, if you operate in unforgiveness, if you have forms of strife, if you're angry with anybody. Forgiveness gives you power over situations. When you can't get the job you want because they hire somebody less qualified than you, and you know it, and it's in your face, and they spite you, then the devil tempts you to be angry every time it happens. And it's going to happen too. This is the world. The world, people love what they love. They have friends. They have, sometimes they have their friends' children or their cousin. You may not know that they're related. You may not know that they're friends, but this is what happens in the world. Sometimes it's racism, sometimes it's not. But it's going to happen. And you've dedicated yourself to learn this trait, and you want to get in your field because that's what you love, and people do that. I had to start my own business because of it. But before I ran into all that, I ran into Jesus. And Jesus taught me to love people no matter what they do. And he said, if you don't forgive them, your Father won't forgive you. So I had to forgive these jokers. I didn't always want to. But then I said, well, when I saw it pleased the Lord, I wanted to. I had a desire to forgive people. I said, well, I got to represent the Lord. Now, I didn't know where the Lord was taking me. The Lord can close and open doors. He can get you in a place or work situation beyond the control of men. And he can also close doors. And he can use the very same people to close them, just like he can use the same people to open them. It all takes time, but I'm going to show you something. If you focus on the Lord, you're going to be fine, no matter how it works. You may get what you're after, you may get something greater. But if you can trust the Lord on this, you can live far above the snake line. You know, we talked about that. Perry Stone talked about the elevated mountains, how snakes only go so high. And there's a point that they just don't cross because the elevation, it hurts their ears or their, I don't know, the air's too thin or something. They just don't go so high. But you can live every day far above the snake line. All the little things the enemy do to aggravate and pick at your life, you can live above it and live beyond it. Forgiveness is the key. You have to be skilled at forgiving people and loving people, no matter how they are. First of all, I found out you can win souls through your love and your kindness. Now, that doesn't mean, some people say, well, you want me to be stupid. You're not stupid. Love is not stupid. Love is kind. Even if people don't do right by you, you do right by them. And you love them from the heart, like according to 1 Peter. Just like Jesus did us when we were running from him, thinking that he was cursed of God. Because Isaiah said everybody, they ran from him and they thought that he was cursed of God. They hid their face from him. And he loves us. He died to save us. He did for us what we cannot and could not do for ourselves. If it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't have a snowball's chance in hell. But now we can rise above hell. We live far above the snake line. Now, I found out that all these things that Jesus told me to do had a point to it. And it gave me a great advantage. Now, it'll do the same thing for everybody that follow him. If I lived in disobedience, I'd still be under the snake line. But I rose far above the snake line. And it gave me great advantages all throughout my life. Now, the Lord closed that door. Satan was trying to get me to curse God. He wanted me mad at God. I wouldn't be mad at God. I love God. That didn't work. He failed. The people probably looked at my size and my age and probably thought I didn't know how to fix a car. And I didn't get a chance to prove it. But I did end up doing glass and trim and electrical work, which I didn't really get a chance to learn in school. But I learned it on the job, and when I had my own business, it came in handy. And then the Lord opened a greater door. It didn't look great at the time, but it became key in my ministry. I worked at people's houses, and I saw the needs of humanity, the needs of many people. Now, I'm rising above the snake line because I forgave him, and I didn't hold grudges. And whenever I would go back to buy parts at the dealership I worked at, I spoke to everybody. And they thought that I worked at another dealership. I said, no, I'm still working for myself. And they would be surprised because I was thriving in life. They saw me come back in the car I had buying parts. Then I had a truck. And then the truck had new tires. Then it had new toolbox. Then it had an air compressor. It looked like I was prospering in their eyes. And remembering, I can see it in their eye. They thought that I wouldn't succeed, but I did. I had uniforms. Everything, I mean, things got better and greater. As the months go by, they saw me prosper. Now, as you go forward in life, you're going to live far above the snake line. If you can look to the Lord and do what he say do, you're going to rise high above the snake line. Satan won't know how to tempt you anymore because nothing he do will work. Learning how to tame your tongue, Charles Capps helped us with that. He said, you have to confess your faith. You have faith, confess it. Speak it in your life. That's why we have to drive our life just like we drive a car. Your life won't turn out good automatically. You have to make decisions. You have to speak life in your life. You have to speak God's promises. If whatever God said you can have, you speak it until you got it. You believe it before you see it, and you speak it till it's manifested. Whether it's healing, whether it's prosperity, whether it's understanding, whether it's knowledge, wisdom, counsel, whatever you need. And defeating Satan is the easiest thing you can ever do. If you can win the battle of your heart, if you can submit your life to God, you can stopping Satan's works in your life is easier than any cakewalk. It's harder to win a cake and a cakewalk than it is to run Satan out of your life. And if you play the cakewalk long enough, you're going to win a cake. But if you tell Satan to leave, he got to go. He can be more obedient than some Christians. When you command him, he will obey you and leave. He will obey you. He will run from you as in terror. Now, living far above the snake line, when I forgave my bosses that lied to me, a healing process began. Satan was trying to hinder me and look at them and feel disadvantaged. But I didn't know what was going to happen, but I obeyed God. And it worked. Now, they had no power over my life. And I felt the control of my own life. It was weird. I didn't expect it. I didn't know that was going to happen. I found out that that's why God said forgive. If you don't hold grudges, and if you love people in spite of their meanness or wickedness or whatever, then God can still operate in your life. And if you can trust Him, you're going to prosper anyway. And I felt like a new man. I felt like I had a chance. I felt like I could do whatever I had to do. And the love that I had, I said, Lord, I want this to increase. This is good. I could feel the peace of God's love. I could feel the move of the Spirit. I could learn from the Lord. The more I love people, the easier it was for me to learn the wonderful things of God. So I matured. And I'm still learning things, principles. I was so glad when Perry Stone talked about the snake line. I said, that was my life. That's one of the best ways to say it. Because Phil Driscoll had a song called Rising Above It All. And that's precisely what I did. I was like the eagle in the sky. Satan couldn't get to me. Now I'm still on the ground, but I'm living above him. He's under my feet. I could pat him on the head with my toes. He's under my feet. Everything he did didn't work. I cursed all of his plan. He tried to make me angry in many ways. But if somebody got upset, I remained cool-minded. I forgive him, and I would speak softly. I would speak in wisdom and destroy their anger. And the main way I would destroy the anger, I would tell Satan, you can't tempt them to be angry with me, and you can't tempt me to be angry with them. And I loved them anyway. If I was wrong, I corrected the problem. And if I was right, I continued to love the person. And I tried to solve the situation biblically. It worked good. And God was with me, giving me wisdom. The Lord our God, He loves us. He has counsel for us. I learned principles. I learned more loving people. As I began to endeavor to love people, I learned more from the Lord. And you talk about living. You know, every time I learn something, a principle, I live that much higher above the snake line. Satan didn't know what to do. And then I represented God to many people. But when you live the life of God, there are some things you just don't do. And some things you shun. If it's wrong, don't do it. Don't steal. Don't commit adultery. Don't commit fornication. Those temptations can die. You can rise above the snake line in every area of life. You don't have to have weaknesses, fears, and hurts that hold you back. People who let their weaknesses remain, they stand on the ground. They're not rising above the snake line. The people that hurt you, if you don't forgive them, they got you under their feet. Your life is in a stalemate. Forgive the people that hurt you and you rise above the snake line. I'm talking about true forgiveness, true love, not feigned love, not fake love, real love. The same love that God loved you with, you love your enemies with. And you will live far above the snake line. And fears, that's a thing of the past. God didn't give you fear. Fear is the worst thing you could ever have. It's the opposite of faith. And if you fear, it needs to die. Perfect love casts out fear. And you can live far above the snake line. Now, I'm out of time, but God is not. Confess the word, and you'll see what the old preacher's talking about. Do his word, and you'll live far above the snake line in the glory of God. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.